Hi everyone, Samian here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations. If you want to send me a topic, you can do so at the PayPal or Subscribestar links in the description. Nang Singh, a Myanmar OnlyFans model, was sentenced to 6 years in prison recently because she was dressing inappropriately in the country and posting nude pictures online. She even built up a following of 622,000 followers on Instagram. She probably wouldn't have been incarcerated if she didn't protest against the junta military government, however. I'm sure she'll cozy up to a comfy bull dyke in the big house. But seriously, when political order breaks down in a country, what usually happens is that the patriarchal military council takes over. Nang Singh was a doctor up until a few years ago, and was charged with harming culture and dignity by the military authorities. We're now in the fourth turning or crisis situation, and when it ends, people want to return to some level of normalcy. I'm feeling that right now and want pure escapism. As for Nang Singh, the government is making an example of her because not only was she posting inappropriate pictures, but she also had a massive influence with her following on other women, and not to mention protesting against the patriarchal military government, the top five officials of which are generals and admirals. They also made an example of another model named Thinzar Wint Kwai, and she still has to go to court. But she posted pictures of a protest against the government that she went to. As for Nang Singh, she was found guilty of a law that has a maximum sentence of 7 years, and I'm sure she'll be out in only 2 on good behavior. Where she was living was also under a state of martial law, where you're denied access to a lawyer if you're charged with a crime. I suspect the same will happen in the United States one day, when we see a breakdown of law and order due to some sort of civil unrest. Then again, what happens if it's female and transgender generals instead of the straight white males? I'm sure those won't be allowed to run things, though. If they do, then God help us all. Then again, if things get bad enough, they will get overthrown. As for Nang Singh, I'll discuss more about her getting 6 years for an OnlyFans account in just a sec. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Instagram thoughts, trying to stand up to 4-star generals Clown World show. As I was saying about the fourth turning, when some crisis happens and then things return back to normal, the military government, or whoever is in charge, is going to not stand for protests and people trying to stir up drama anymore, and it'll simply put them in jail. We've never come out of a fourth turning period without a major war between nations or a civil war. I'd imagine in Myanmar is the picture of the future that's coming to a town near you in the United States. Nang Singh is now in the notorious Insein prison, the capital's notorious prison where many political prisoners were sent since the coup. Her mother wasn't even able to contact her, and the only way she found out about her daughter's incarceration was from the military media. If you think that the woke social media companies are bad, just wait until you have to deal with the military media. They won't just suspend you on Twitter, but they'll throw you in prison. Maybe that's why the Demorats are trying to destabilize America, so they can do the same. A freelance journalist for the BBC had her prison sentence increased to 3 years for false news about the military. I also heard some conflicting reports that Nang Singh lost her medical license in 2019 because she was continuing to post risque photos of herself on Facebook, despite receiving warnings from the Myanmar Medical Council to stop doing it. So it doesn't look as though she stopped being a doctor so she could be an Instagram thot instead. It looks as though she was thrown out of medicine because she couldn't handle no longer receiving dopamine from all the attention she was receiving from dudes online. Who knows, maybe she was making more money as an influencer instead of a doctor. That's certainly a very real possibility. But it's not something that would last forever on account of getting older. It's funny how short-term thinking in nature so many women are these days. Also, what kind of clown college for medicine did she go to in order to become a doctor in her early 20s? Something doesn't add up here. Then again, 22-year-old doctors overseas are probably better than many of the new ones in America. She also told the New York Times that in her country, here there is so much sexism, and that they don't want women to have higher positions, and they judge women on what they wear. They don't even want us to wear trousers, unquote. Sounds to me like a place that a lot of guys that are thinking of geomaxing need to check out. especially because if women don't behave themselves, you can get the military to come after them. Because apparently the state is more likely to stand up for the rights of foreign nationals than their own insta-thoughts. The one good thing about the military taking over that country is they got rid of a lot of redundant government positions. They were getting rid of useless government workers and institutions, and it makes me think that the only way the government would actually shrink instead of grow is if the military was in charge. That's all I got for this story. Here is a photo of the Instagram OnlyFans hussy that's now in prison. Can you tell that this might have been photoshopped? As for the rest of this video, I want to discuss the House Strice idea of the fourth turning, and how I can see it influencing people. Because in Myanmar, it looks as though they've just gone through their fourth turning. Besides there needing to be some sort of war or crisis that needs leadership on a society-wide scale, I'm more interested in what happens in the first turning. Now that I'm over 40 and in the autumn of my life, it coincides with the end of the fourth turning and the beginning of the first. The first one tends to be very conservative, and people are tired of rocking the boat with crazy ideologies, because they see them as creating a crisis that they just went through. The last first turning was in the late 1940s and early 1950s. I'd say that it ended about the time that JFK was rubbed out. People were interested in enjoying life, and anything that threatened their stability as a society had to be stomped out. Think of the war against communism with McCarthyism. It destroyed thousands of lives and careers. People didn't want to see socialism rise up in America, after it rose up in nationalist socialist Germany, and after they started to see the horrors of the Soviet Union. Marxists threatened the peace, so they had to be made an example of, and got thrown under the gulag bus. Doesn't that sound like exactly what's happening in Myanmar, where Instagram thoughts and influencers that are protesting against the government are having their lives ruined to protect the peace? So in another 10 years, once the woke are purged, anyone that's seen as being part of the Black Lives Matter or Antifa might be imprisoned and have their lives ruined. Right now, the attacks are coming from the left, but in the end, common sense and order will probably be restored. Order comes from conservatives on the right side of the political spectrum. Once leftoids fail to usher in their new utopia, the fourth turning is over. And then I'm predicting that they will be the ones that'll be hunted down and canceled instead of us. Speaking of being canceled, it looks as though the YouTuber named Mr. Obvious stopped making content shortly after YouTube took down one of his videos at the end of August. That's what I mean by content creators just giving up these days. I think he was also thrown off of Patreon and demonetized on YouTube just like me. Right now we're experiencing a sort of reverse McCarthyism. But instead of suspected communists having their lives ruined, it's now those that are standing up to Marxists. Not even necessarily those that are on the right side of the political spectrum, but simply those that don't agree with the wokeism. Wokeism and McCarthyism are two different sides of cancel culture. Also, one day you know that with falling birth rates and the dopamine we get from our smartphones, we're going to have to stop using them for the survival of the human species. The dopamine machines in your pocket are more powerful now than genuine human interaction. I suspect that at some point, governments somewhere out there are going to ban them and try and take us backwards in time. Nang Sen wouldn't be in prison right now if the smartphone had never been invented, and she was addicted to all the attention it brought her. She figured that she could boost her social media numbers by protesting, and if she knew that it would actually land her in prison, I don't think she would have done it. There are probably tons of other women out there that took off their clothes on Instagram and took risque shots for Facebook, but they aren't in prison because they either don't have a large enough audience to influence or they didn't protest. I think that staying away from protesting and politics in this current fourth turning we find ourselves in is the smartest move. Because even though I want the wokesters to lose, if they win, then we're looking at a collapse followed by a civil war. And then only after that, some sort of return to normal. I think that the World Economic Forum and the wokesters are going to try and win by introducing central bank digital currencies. But if they do, can you imagine how much Bitcoin will explode in price and people will transfer their wealth to it? And leave the country rather than be controlled by complete surveillance and be restricted to only buying things so long as the government approves of them. Looks like you've been eating too much sizzling steak there, citizen. Now you have to eat cockroaches for the rest of the month. Yay for you. I know that I wouldn't put up with it and I'd simply leave. If I can't leave, then I'll fight. So that means most of those that can't leave, the majority of people, are going to choose to fight the insanity instead. But governments have an impossibly hard time doing IT, it seems. So I don't know how much faith I have in them getting their shit together. Then again, with China, they got their digital yuan all figured out. One of the issues, I think, is that if you want to buy a used bike, or you want to transact with someone at a farmer's market, what do you do then? The government might restrict that sort of activity. So how does one person sell their used bike to me? How do I pay someone to do some renovation work? What if the government doesn't like the political views of a contractor? Can't they just block them from doing business altogether? Well, that's where the need for Bitcoin and other digital currencies comes in handy, especially if they're permissionless. If enough people are thrown out of the formal economy thanks to not having the right opinions and behaviors, then that'll create a parallel economy. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Nan Singh will get more likes from bulldogs in prison in Myanmar than she did on Instagram. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and Mikta.tv to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. If you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that think they can stand up to a patriarchal military government and expect them to be a bunch of simps away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.